Shocking news in digital marketing this week. We've got some stuff about 3D features that are going to be coming to digital marketing. We've got generative AI and an impact we could see for your business. And we also have some strategies around YouTube that I found really insightful and kind of sneaky. So let's dive into the news this week and let's learn what's going on in digital marketing. The first story is Google is testing a new generative AI product search element. So if you're searching for clothes, Google is trying new shopping elements to help users speed up their discovery. So the new features include related style recommendations. You can upvote or downvote similar styles. You can also do a virtual try-on, and you can see clothing on models ranging from different sizes. And Google's been testing this experiment. This alludes to one of the things that I've been recommending to clients recently. If you look inside of any shopping type of search inside of Google, you look and see all the filters that are on the sidebar there. Those are things that Google wants to include and things that you should include in your optimization. New video coming out on that soon. Other news this week, there was a Google Analytics bug, and the bug left users wondering about their real-time traffic. Some were seeing zero real-time traffic, so just know that was just a bug. In the next story, Google is introducing a new product structured data type. And what's really interesting about this is it turns out that Google is going to be allowing 3D. So the company added a new 3D model markup to its documentation. So could we be seeing 3D product display rich results soon? There's a very good chance of that. And that could be a really great strategy for you to put in place for your search engine optimization. Next story is LinkedIn Ads has released a new campaign tracking tool called Dynamic UTMs. So the platform is launching this new solution to campaign monitoring that does not involve third-party cookies. So these Dynamic UTMs, which are coming out in March and April, are going to eliminate the need to manually set up URL parameters manually. So if you're doing any type of LinkedIn advertising, this is going to be the new way that you're going to be able to set up tracking for that. Next story is really interesting. So a new study came out that said that when SGE, the search generative experience on Google, is in place, the top organic result drops down by over 1,200 pixels. And 62% of SGE links come from domains outside of the top 10 results. And e-commerce, electronics, and fashion-related searches saw the greatest disruption through all verticals in this area. So let's unpack this for a second. E-commerce, electronics, and fashion. Pretty profitable categories for Google to be putting SGE at the top. Next thing, with 62% of the SGE links coming from domains outside of the top 10 organic results, this gives a great opportunity for people to actually optimize for SGE. And just in general, it makes you think, don't you want to be doing search generative experience SEO? We actually have a new formula for getting recommended in these search generative experiences, which is in beta, but showing some really good promising initial results. So something that you'll be wanting to work on. Next story this week is there was a ton of sites that were impacted by the Google update that happened in March. So recent insights have shown that thousands of sites got de-indexed by Google during this March spam update. And in general, these were sites that got manual actions for using AI content and trying to game the system. Another news item this week, which I found this one really, really interesting, is there was somebody who said, Todd B., that YouTubers should not delete videos unless they have a really good reason. And the reason is because when you delete a YouTube video, you delete your channel's connection to the audience that watched that video. And if you want to maximize your growth, keep your videos public or unlisted if you want. Now, that's really interesting to me because you're watching a YouTube video right now, or a LinkedIn video or a video somewhere, right? When you watch this, you become part of an audience that's connected to me. Sorry, but you do. So if you're on YouTube, you're now part of an audience that I can advertise to in the future. So just by watching this, you become part of my audience, right? So I'm not sure if you knew that, but that's how it works. Now, if I delete this video, then you wouldn't be part of my audience, right? So for the thousands and thousands of people that watch this video, that are watching them right now, if I delete this, you wouldn't be connected. So just think about that for yourselves. Now, on the other end, on the SEO side and recommendation side of YouTube, YouTube hates videos that don't do well, right? So if I have a video that's not timely and it's just sitting out there and I don't delete it, that kind of impacts my overall channel. So for us, we generally do delete the news videos long-term because it makes it so the other videos don't get as much exposure and don't get recommended as much if we leave them up because these are timely videos. Next thing this week, Google says that ads do not prevent your site from getting ranked well unless you have too many. And then also, Google gives advice for people who got impacted by the helpful content update. Danny Sullivan says that it's important to use multiple systems to identify reliable information. We have enhanced our core ranking systems to show more helpful results using a variety of innovative signals and approaches. There is no longer one signal or system used to do this, and we've also added a new FAQ page to help this change. So you can learn more about that. In another story this week, somebody asked, does mass publishing convince Google that you have high quality content? And John Mueller said no. Also, in the next story, if you've got a WordPress website and the essential add-ons for Element plugin, your site could be open to attack. There was a security bulletin on that. That's it for the digital marketing news this week. Just one final thought. You know, what I'm seeing working really well for marketers in general right now is just getting a really, really good handle on their tracking, their final conversion, making sure that final conversion is a quality one or actual revenue, and then building all of their digital marketing strategy around that. So that's my tip for you. If you like this video, give me a like, give me a subscribe. I always appreciate it. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.